This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you have asked, is my whole show on Facebook Live? No, it's not. We're only doing small parts of it. So we can't do the whole 3 hours. I think Facebook would probably say, oh, get the hell out of here. So we only have videos of part of the show. It's not the whole three-hour show. So I try to give you guys as much as possible. But still, listen to the show, not on Facebook, but listen to the show on GCN Network or Odyssey or iHeartRadio or Spotify or TalkStream Live or any of the affiliates, KDON, KOMI, any of the affiliates that play my show. God bless them. All right. So we talked about how the animosity between the older generations and the younger generations have grown. And a study has come out saying that bad grammar is so maddening and so anxiety-producing that when somebody uses bad grammar, you see the flight or fright response that happens with your epinephrine and your sympathetic nervous system gets all kind of kicked in. So somebody confusing plural and singular, there's studies showing that that could actually cause this rise in epinephrine, blood pressure. And I told you guys why. I'm Gen X, and I can't speak for baby boomers, but I think it was the same, where you got into a lot of trouble. If you said, Bobby walked into a store, they bought a ball. You got in trouble because you were using plural with singular. So you had to say, Bobby walked into a store, he got a ball. Well, millennials and Gen Zs, and now society, isn't doing that anymore because we don't know if Bobby is a girl or a boy. And I'm hearing in college campuses, students are failing assignments because they are not being aware of pronoun issues. And so to play it safe, people are going to they. And so you're seeing the study looking at anxiety when somebody hears a plural and a singular. Because remember, we got in trouble in school. We'd either get smacked with a ruler or an F, or we'd have to stay after school and do extra work. And so we were kind of, not to equate post-traumatic stress disorder with what our military and our first responders deal with, but you know, you get that anxiety going, well, we can't do it. That's wrong. That's wrong. And so I speak a lot about the generation gap and the animosity and anxiety between them. And, I was talking about the movie Old Dance on Netflix, fantastic movie, right? Because it shows the generation gap and how the older Gen X is trying to kind of buck some of these. But it also shows how the younger generations feel compelled to fix it, or they feel like they're in trouble if somebody around them is doing it. See, in the older days, and we discussed this yesterday, if somebody was old school and they didn't like us in the 80s, how we did our hair, all the hairspray we used, all the heavy metal, they'd be like, you know, they'd give us some crap about the music we were listening to, said the music was too loud, the boombox, Def Leppard isn't music, yes it is, they'd give us some crap, and we went about our day. Now, if there is a discongruency in thought, people are getting canceled. People are getting fired. And I'm noticing with the younger generations, which is why I respect them so much. I don't think it's really easy being a millennial or Gen Z these days. But if there is somebody next to you not using the proper pronouns, or saying boy or girl, or let's say we're not allowed to say Happy Mother's Day eventually, and you have a coworker that goes, Happy Mother's Day, everybody, As opposed to somebody saying you're old school or square, the younger generation feels like it's going to get them in trouble. So we have a lot of these social justice warriors that are trying to fix and change the Gen X, baby boomer, traditionalist mentality of things because they could be in trouble by association. And this is why that Netflix movie, Old Dads, was actually better than I thought it was going to be. Because it shows how the younger generation feels that pressure to have to fix what the older generation does. And the older generation is, what are you talking about? We used to get in trouble for this. And we get things change. We get that things change and things progress. And there are things that should never be said. Well, that's also another confusing thing. Now you're almost hearing words that aren't supposed to be said even more than they were never supposed to be said. And there's a lot of confusion. And once somebody does get the memo, they're already too late. The memo has already changed. And I don't want to see the generations dislike each other because if we start to have hatred from, let's say, the younger generations, the Gen Zs and the millennials, looking up at the baby boomers and Gen Xs as, well, they're bigoted and biased and stupid and anti-progress and whatever, then I don't think they're going to be that inclined to expand our Medicare or expand our Social Security. And Gen Xs and baby boomers just trying to do the right thing. We're just trying to, you know, I mean, if you had a woman and you didn't wish her a happy Mother's Day and you said happy Person's Day or you said happy birthing owner of a vagina day, you would have gotten punched in the flipping face. Can you imagine the women in the 70s saying they were people with breasts, people with vaginas? Women have fought so hard to not be called that. So yeah, there is going to be these speed bumps in progress that younger society is trying to perfect, because we were taught and trained that was really insulting, and we still are. You know how many people are upset that there's discussions of stopping standardized tests and graduation requirements to help certain demographics pass? The people of those demographics are like, why are you perpetuating misinformation and wrong stereotypes? So it's a very, very rough time. And I don't know, it's different than any other time where the younger and the older generations don't get along, because now there's a lot more at stake and people don't want to lose their job and they don't want to be canceled. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, AI. Do you guys want AI to be your doctor later? It's okay. Be honest. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do you think AI would do a better job than a human? I'm not going to be insulted. We're open here. We talk about everything here. Why would AI do a better job? Why would it do a worse job? People want AI more than I thought they would. One, their doctor doesn't spend time with them. They never get to see the same doctor. The doctor seems robotic when they come in the room. The doctor may be burned out. The doctor may be about to strike. The doctor may be so overwhelmed with everything that they're going through, with bad reimbursements and malpractice and personal life, that you might not be their only priority. The doctor could be sick, could have COVID, could have flu, could have cancer. And the doctor is expensive. So you have this big, huge push for AI to get involved in medicine because it could really cut down costs. Now, how would that look? What would AI look like? I'm not saying I'm for it. I'm just being honest about, you know, we're just talking about the possibilities. But how AI would look is we have algorithms. We have guidelines for how to treat strep throat, how to treat a UTI, how to treat an ear infection, how to treat pneumonia, how to treat sepsis. And doctors have to learn and memorize all these guidelines. Yet a computer has them. And so telemedicine, which is going to be the end of family medicine the way we once knew it, it's going to change it to more of an AI platform. But telemedicine allows people to have that no-named doctor, somebody who doesn't know you, somebody who has the guidelines memorized, see you remotely in your home, sometimes from another state, as long as they're licensed in your state, following these guidelines. So then what's the difference between a human you've never recognized or seen before and AI? And if you tell patients that they will have a $0 copay, they will be like, sign me up for Dr. Bot. And, you know, it's frustrating for me because I'm a family medicine doctor. It's all about the touching, the holding hands, the hugging you if you need it. It's the crying with you, the praying with you. And telemedicine, albeit a fantastic way to allow access to individuals. I think telemedicine has been revolutionary in terms of increasing access and saving lives. But on the flip side, we have other issues where people never see a doctor. They don't get the same doctor. That's why it's going to destroy family medicine. The whole thing about family medicine is we took care of you. We took care of the family. We knew everything. We knew about your truck. We knew, you know, that little Johnny had a school play coming up. And so you guys couldn't make that follow-up visit then, so let's kind of work around the school schedule, and that's why I would be open on Saturdays, because I had a lot of teachers, I had a lot of parents that I needed to accommodate. What's the difference if you have a Dr. Smith? How do you even know that Dr. Smith is human? Because they have emotion? Because they hold your hand? This is telemedicine. You're speaking to a Dr. Smith over the phone, not even on video. How do you know that person's even human? Now, currently, right now, they're human. But all it takes is a flip of a switch for that person to be a bot. Tell me your symptoms, please. Well, I have a sore throat, and I got a cough, and I got a runny nose, and I got this. Do you have fever? Nope, no fever. I think you have a virus. Here are your recommendations. And you might be like, great, all right, that's all I need to know. Or here's your antibiotic. Follow up with a regular doctor if you still continue to have persistent symptoms. They're like, all right, fine, thank you for the antibiotics, see ya. I just saved money and got free medical care. That is going to be the future of primary care and urgent care. Now, you need to be sewn up. You need your shoulder put back in place. You need a nosebleed stopped. You know, you need injury. Yes, we're still going to have humans doing that. But AI is going to be your doctor. And I'm not insulted. I think a lot of you want that. Many of you are sick and tired of doctors saying, no, I can't give you an antibiotic, it's a virus. And you're like, but I know how I feel, I know what I need, give me an antibiotic, I feel better. I get that, I feel better with antibiotics too. But with all these new guidelines, doctors are like, nope, can't do it, can't do it. So once somebody studies the algorithm and figures out how to get the antibiotic, that's what they're going to tell the algorithm. They know what keywords to say to get the antibiotic. Then they're going to get it, and they'll be happy. And they'll say, I like AI more than the human. Pain medication is going to be limited. If they do later have AI doctors, you know, or bots providing medical care, the controlled substances will still be limited in the beginning until they can figure out how to do an algorithm for that. Have you used a pain medication in the last 30 days? Do you consume drugs? Here is your order for a urine drug screen. If you pass, we will supply your narcotic prescription. They could do that all automated. And if the lawyers are going along with it, saying we're not going to sue the companies if there's a problem, it's going to be people's first choice. A bot that'll give them the medicine they need. Also, look at the privacy. It says here you want Viagra. Yeah, I'm having some issues in the bedroom. We will provide the prescription at no charge. It's being sent to the pharmacy now. How else may I help you? They're like, good, I don't have to talk to a human about that. They're like, great. They get their medication. There's their privacy. So we have, since COVID, shown that humans are expendable. And there's a lot of things that can be done without customer service, without a human being there. And people like it better. If it's cheaper, they'll take it. If it saves them money, if it saves them time, and it gets them what they want, they're going to be happy. And once the CDC or the government find out that people want AI as their doctor, they'll take it. There's a study that says AI predicts a third of cases prior to diagnosis and mammography. So AI could predict breast cancer before the mammogram gets read. This is what people want. Now, they only help predict one-third of the cases, but they predicted one-third of the cases up to 2 years prior to diagnosis. This is a study that was published in the journal Radiology last week. And so I look at where we're going with AI as it should be an adjunct. It should be both human and computer. You know, when EKGs first came out with the computer reading of what the interpretation is, I never read that. Most doctors my age and older read it themselves first because we know how to read an EKG. And I am blown away at how often the interpretation is wrong. They say normal EKG. This isn't normal. I see some lateral strain. No, I think this person could have coronary artery disease. I don't trust the computer. Now, AI is going to eventually be better because they can look at the nuances than typical computers. But I think the best medicine will be a partnership between AI and humans. I think people need humans. But if patients don't want humans, we're out of jobs. 1-877-DR-THOLLY, don't go away.
This This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Maine State Police Colonel William Ross said an arrest warrant has been issued for fugitive Robert Card on at least 8 counts of murder, as the victims are still being identified from a series of mass shootings in Lewiston, Maine last night. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump had some kind words for the new Speaker of the House.
As far as the Speaker is concerned, he is a fantastic gentleman, and I think he's going to do a great job. Mike Johnson, Louisiana, is going to do a great job. Thank you, everybody.
Israeli forces executed what's being called a brief ground incursion into the Gaza Strip as the war with Hamas enters its 20th day. The so-called doomsday cult mom Lori Vallow Daybell being extradited to face more charges in Arizona. Earlier this year in Idaho, she was found guilty of murdering her son and daughter. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X or Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So I don't know about you guys, but I love self-checkout. I love when I'm at a store not having to wait. I'm in a hurry. I don't want to wait and watch somebody look for their coupons. I don't want to hear the other person chit-chat with the cashier. I want to buy what I need to buy and go. And prior to menopause, I couldn't stand having to buy tampons and period products, condoms, whatever, and have somebody look and scan them. And it's funny because they would try not to, you know, look like they were looking at it. And they'd be like, oh, scanning it like it was a box of crackers or something. Yeah. And then when they can't find the little code, you know, they're box around and they're like, price check. We need a price check on this. They are the ribbed Trojan condoms. I'm like, oh, God, please, for the love of God. So when self-checkout started, I thought that was pretty darn cool. And I love the, what's it called? It's not the radar gun. It's the, I think that's what it's called. It's like the scan gun. And you just point it and it goes beep. And it, yeah, and I love those. So going to self-checkout is great. But I almost got accused of shoplifting. Was it serious? But what happened was I wanted to save on bags and do the Costco, Sam's Club style. And I'm like, rather than scan and throw in the bag, scan and throw in the bag, I used the gun wand and I went beep, 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 beep. And it's running up. And while I'm doing this, somebody comes over going, hold on now, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm scanning every item, but I'm doing it in clockwise order. And you see how, and when I saw the person get flustered, I'm like, no big deal. I could bag each one. You could check everything, but I'm like, damn, because I really like going beep, 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 beep. And then I didn't have all these plastic bags that I had to kind of take with me. So, all right, I couldn't do the beep, beep, beep. Interestingly, there's some articles out there talking about how not to be accused of shoplifting, because apparently people are getting accused of shoplifting. One trick some people do is with the water. And be careful, because you do not want to get in trouble with shoplifting. But these waters will come in a case of 24, 32. There's a code on the case. You scan that, it'll charge you the $4.50 or whatever. But also each bottle has a scan. And if you scan the bottle, it might only be a buck. So what some people are doing is they're looking like they're scanning it, but they're only scanning one of these, and now they get the whole case practically free, which is bad, bad news. So I don't want you doing that accidentally. When you scan something, double check. The problem with this world right now is you're guilty until proven innocent. Nobody assumes that you were, you know, I was just scanning. I didn't realize that it hit the bottle instead of the whole package. I didn't know that that bag was covering the little block of cheese, so the cheese never got scanned. They're going to think you're a liar. Look at how some of you try to get some pain medication for a chronic condition, and people assume you're selling it or you're addicted. You're like, aren't I innocent until proven guilty? You're not innocent until proven guilty anymore. Right now, you are guilty and charged and punished until you have an opportunity to prove your innocence. So with self-checkout, there's actually a choreography. There's actually a protocol you could do. So I shop at Albertsons, and Albertsons will not necessarily announce what you're buying, yeast infection cream. It won't do that, all right? But what it will do is say $7.99. And it does that. It will announce that so the one person watching the self-checkouts can hear and can kind of see the flow. I think these people are still overwhelmed. And also they get a lot of heat if people steal on their watch. So I go slow. Now, I'm sometimes in a hurry, and I'm like, beep, beep. Like, if I buy a bunch of things, because it was like $3 for $1, nobody asked me for $1 anymore, but, okay, 3 for $10, I'll go 1, 2, 3, and then I'll put them in the box. Now I'll go slower. I'll also move my butt so they could see. And then when I take my receipt, I'm walking out with my receipt. So if they need to Sam's Club or Costco me, where they take a look and make sure they do that. I also don't try to hide what's on the bottom of the cart. I make it look like it's there. You could very easily double check. Don't give them attitude if they need to double check things. But unfortunately, a lot of people will inadvertently do things that could make it look like they were shoplifting. So let's say you do have bags, and these little self-checkout areas, you know, don't give you a lot of room. And the big problem I used to have is I would bag something. When I would take the bag, item removed from the bagging area, item removed from the bagging area. So I would put it back. So now there's all these bags, and they're all piling up, and they're about to fall because there's not enough room. And so they've started to limit that so you don't have item removed from the bagging area. But what I do have is unexpected item in the bagging area. Unexpected item. And I'm like, that's my IUD. Yeah, I'm menopausal. I just set my IUD down because it couldn't fit in the purse. It's my IUD, everybody. It's okay. But this unexpected item in the bagging area alerts somebody that you might have stolen something, that you might have put something, an unexpected item. Because the alarm isn't going to say somebody shoplifting your ass. Nobody's going to say that. They're going to say unexpected item in the bagging area, meaning that didn't get scanned. So what I do is I stand there and I have hands up, you know, just in case somebody goes freeze, right? I'm like, check it out. I don't know what unexpected item was, you know, and it could have just been my butt, you know, because I turn around and sometimes the butt might hit the radar. I don't know what it is. So who knows, you know, or the boobies. I don't know, but something triggers the radar. Just also realize that there's mirrors, and these mirrors are to let the person be able to see you. And to see what's being scanned and to see if there's anything salacious going on. So don't block their view. I always say hi. I engage them. They know who I am anyway. So I'm like, hey, how's it going? You know, I bought healthy today. Like, really? You didn't get the Cocoa Krispies? They weren't on sale. Like, I got a coupon. Like, really? You got a coupon on Cocoa Krispies? Great. Will you watch my stuff? And that'll run and get the Cocoa Krispies. All right. Yay, Cocoa Krispies. And I kind of dance. And sometimes we dance. So I really get along with the cashiers. But I just do not want to get in trouble for stealing or shoplifting, and it's not worth it. Now, are people shoplifting at the checkout counters? Absolutely. They have learned that their local DA or their local city is not going to give a damn, and that they could, every time they go shopping, throw makeup or shaving cream or something, and what's anybody going to do about it? And so now the average person is looked upon as they're a thief. And I don't blame these stores. That must really suck to be stolen from multiple times. That's why these stores are closing. So you just want to make sure you're not, because the last thing you want to have is a Winona Ryder on your CV, you know, on your resume. Where, what was it? She stole panties, allegedly? I don't know. See, I couldn't get away with that. Okay, you know, some people, the panties are really little. For me, I mean, it would be looking like I was stealing a bed comforter. All right, so anyway, be careful when you do the self-checkout late. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I really hope we get our crime, you know, under control. I think so many of us innocent people are taking on the extra cost. We're paying higher rates. We're then paying higher taxes, having to pay higher tips just because of all the stealing. And, you know, having had businesses where employees steal and customers steal, it's not easy. It's not easy. Now, but it's also not easy being accused if you didn't do anything wrong. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are being told that there was a woman from Florida who is 20 years old who is now suing the American Academy of Pediatrics over being rushed into transgender transitioning. Isabel Ayala is 20 years old, and she claims doctors ignored the fact that she had autism, ADHD, suffered from PTSD, anxiety disorder, bipolar disorder, and depression, when she was prescribed drugs to transition girls to boys at the age of 14. Daily Mail is reporting that this is the first detransitioner lawsuit to name the American Academy of Pediatrics. She was given hormone injections after just 2 appointments. She discovered the concept of being transgender on Instagram, Kick, and Tumblr. So that led her to believe that she was born in the wrong body. She says now she's left in daily pain, vaginal dryness, burning, itching, similar to what we experience with menopause, and is unsure about her ability to have children in the future. She is therefore suing the doctors who treated her and the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is one of the largest associations of pediatricians that has supported transgender care in children, and said that they knowingly misled the public in publishing and disseminating a fraudulent policy statement on affirmative care, and has been perceived by many as an authoritative guide for the treatment of gender-confused children in the U.S., unquote. Puberty blockers are now on the rise, as schools have been assisting kids in re-identifying and encouraging them to seek support. And many individuals who might not be truly transgender or have body dysmorphic disorder are considering changing their gender to solve their anxiety, depression, other issues they have. And my concern, again, with that is when somebody is truly has body dysmorphic disorder, where you know they've always wondered why they have the body they have, and they can't stand living in that body. We want all support possible for these individuals. But now they're being put to the back of the line for those who go, you want to know what? Yeah, I think I reject society saying this is who I am. So, go ahead and let me change. And some of these kids, they don't understand that they may not be able to be exactly the way they were changing back. Or they may not have fertility. And when they say, well, the kid said they didn't want to have a baby, how does the average 8 or 10 or 12-year-old know what the hell they want when they're 22? They don't know what they want when they're 16. They can't give informed consent. This patient who's suing says she told doctors she was unsure about taking testosterone because she might want to have a biological child in the future. The testosterone is used to stop the menstrual cycles. It also interferes with the ovary's ability to produce estrogen. So that could obviously affect fertility and sexual function. And so she is the latest in a growing number of lawsuits from detransitioners against her medical providers. There may even be a class action lawsuit pending. Last week, Leighton Ullery from North Carolina sued the same doctors for leading her down a path of transitioning as a, quote, fractured and unstable adolescent, despite suffering from multiple personality disorder. Now, going back to Miss Ayala, she had suffered from a traumatizing childhood. She was sexually assaulted at age 7. That led her to experience early onset puberty the following year. Then she began self-harming at age 11 and spent an increased amount of time on Instagram, Kick, and Tumblr. This exposed her to the concept that maybe she is transgender. Led her to believe that she's born the wrong gender. She told her mom at age 12 that she wanted to be a boy. Her mother believed she had been sucked in by the gender ideology and wanted her to wait until she was an adult before embarking on any irreversible medical interventions. Her father was happy to pursue whatever made Isabel satisfied in the short term. Miss Ayala's parents had separated, so that also compounded her her struggles, because that's really hard on a 12-year-old kid. And then in late December 2016, she moved from Florida to Rhode Island to be with her father and half-brother, left behind her mom and friends, and her father took her to Hasbro Children's Hospital. They say at her first appointment, less than 2 weeks after her 14th birthday, the doctor noted Isabel's family history of anxiety disorder, bipolar depression, PTSD, as well as her having possibly ADHD, depression, anxiety, and self-harming scars. She had another appointment with Dr. Horacio Hochman, a child psychiatrist. He diagnosed her as transgender, admitted her for inpatient care for a week. She was in the hospital, and she was expressed a desire to have a penis, switch bodies with a boy, and do everything to transition towards this. But she did share her apprehension, and she said she might later want to have a biological child. The visit lasted less than an hour. He recommended testosterone injections. The mother would not consent, but apparently the team convinced the mother to change her mind, saying testosterone was the only available option, and if not, Isabel will commit suicide. And this is kind of why parents are, how everybody kind of has people captive in this. Because nobody wants to be the one to say, no, I'm not going to, let you do it, and then the child commits suicide. So they go, fine, do it, and then it never, I don't want to say, but then there's that potential that it doesn't fix what was suicidal about the patient in the beginning. The child started to get more depressed and more anxious 6 months into taking testosterone. And she attempted suicide anyway in 2017. Luckily, she didn't kill herself. She moved back to Florida in June 2018, still continued to take testosterone, and then just quit it cold turkey. But the years of testosterone have left her with vaginal atrophy, physical pain, triggered an autoimmune disease, Hashimoto's, which is only present in males in her family, although females can have Hashimoto's also. And so now there's going to be a lawsuit. Luca Hine, another dream transitioner, showed scars on her chest after her irreversible double mastectomy at age 16. So detransitioners are not given a voice in this discussion. And I have said this from the very beginning. One, we need to not make it look like it's just black or white. You're either transitioned or not. If somebody wants to speak out and say, look, I disliked my transitioning or I liked my transitioning, what about it did you like and what did you dislike? And if they're like, I wish I never would have removed my penis. I wish I never would have done the hormones. I wish I would have preserved my vaginal lubrication. The detransitioning process involves 100 plus, multiple different aspects. But nobody wants to break that down. They just want to say transition or not. The child will commit suicide if they don't transition. The child can still commit suicide. We've had children still commit suicide because that never addressed what they were really depressed about and possibly made it worse. And again, if somebody is truly gender dysphoric, we have the means to help them through transitioning, psychological care, therapy, support. But if we are now convincing people who are depressed and anxious that maybe that's why. Listen, I've been upset about things, and I've been sad when things have happened, and I prefer wearing my husband's boxer briefs, watching football, hanging out with the guys. But I would not consider my gender being the root of what could be depressing me if I have the time to adequately figure out what got me depressed. And that's what these kids need, and it looks like they're being rushed to transitioning. So it'll be interesting to see what these lawsuits do. 1-877-DOLLY.
Z This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.